Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Out of the comfort zone, or joining the local Christmas cantata. Small towns require inhabitants to survive outside their comfort zones. During my high school years, I played competitive sports, but I never participated in a music program. Yep, I was a bad singer. This meant I never experienced the effort and cooperation it takes to produce a musical extravaganza. After contributing to my small town's Christmas cantata as a narrator, I realized performers as well as audiences enjoy unexpected blessings. Individuals experience life more fully because they participate. They discover they're necessary to the group's success, even though they aren't as good as they wish they were. I learned this early in my teaching career. Every student had to play sports and join music so our 1A school could field teams or have a band. I know there were students who sang every bit as badly as I, but they got better because they had to. How do I know? Because I coached youngsters who weren't natural athletes. I learned that by the time they played several games, everyone mastered skills enough to contribute. This also rings true for those joining small town Christmas presentations. Our director's a wife, mother, and business person who serves along with her mother-in-law every year to extract maximum ability from locals willing to involve themselves in the project. She directs both bell choir and singers who perform beautifully year after year. I still can't sing, so she and the choir invite me to narrate each holy season. Since I never enjoyed such experiences growing up, I've learned much. Putting on a program requires tremendous effort and commitment. Bell choir members concentrate and replay pieces until they function as a single musical unit. To complicate matters, each one of them plays at least two differently toned bells in every song. A variety of our community members make up the choir. Young to seasoned, from students to housewives to farmers to professionals, they gather starting in early autumn to polish infrequently used skills. Seeing these folks uptown, who'd guess they are sopranos, altos, tenors, and baritones gifted enough to solo? From the narrator's podium, I watch neighbors evolve from tentative, shy performers to confident, bold professionals who lift audience hearts on performance night. If I didn't live in the hinterlands of Kansas, I'd never have worked with so many dedicated fellow residents to produce a celebration not only of Christmas, but also of the best that small towns have to offer. Anyone willing to participate belongs. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the High Plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayflake. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.